Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess if he struggles tonight, then it's a full on panic mode about DeGrom, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you still got Wednesday.
See how it plays itself out there, Rich.
Absolutely. Craig and Evan coming up.
Everybody's a medical expert all of a sudden. Everybody's a doctor. Everybody reads MRIs. Everybody's a CAT scan expert.
I'm just a hypochondriac.
Everybody knows what's good for two. That's right. No, there's no possible way the NFL and the Dolphins and the medical staff at the Cincinnati Level 1 Trauma Center have any idea what they're doing.
Shut your mouth! Dodessa! Say hello to my little friend!
If the New York Mets don't win the World Series,
yeah,
this season was a disappointment. That's where we are now, folks.
Oh, you've got to have some junk control, Evan. Yes!
I don't know if you knew that. Harrison Bader's middle name is Master.
His last name's Bader.
Get it?
You get it? Told you, he's the shock jock.
This is what we are made for. This is why we're here.
You that's slept with it. Joe Namath?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's so good.
Here we
that's
go.
What I'm talking about, 202. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Friday edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to maybe number 62. 877-337-6666. While the far majority of New York has its eyes centered around Aaron Judge going for 62 and or the New York Mets, of course, trying to get off to a good start in this pennant race series against the Atlanta Braves. The rest of the world is trying to figure out what the heck happened last night in the Cincinnati Bengal-Miami Dolphin game, other than what we both told you all week long was going to happen, and that is the Miami Dolphins were going to lose. Of course, the sidebar story to that is the obvious sack and a concussion to Tua, and then the world reacted the way the world always reacts to things that they know very little about. Everybody jumped on their high horse. Everybody got on their soapbox. Everybody became holier than thou. There is a single individual, and only one, that actually before the game publicly stated that Tua shouldn't play based on a previous concussion. Everybody else can pound sand. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
kid? Hi, I'm great.
Oh, are you? You're nervous. I don't blame you.
Very
big
nervous.
Big series for you.
Very nervous.
Big.
One of those
all right,
days.
How are you going to get through the whole day with your nerves all bottled up waiting for first pitch tonight, which, by the way, you're going to be in the car for?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
You're not going to be in the car at 7:20?
I'm leaving early. No, I'm just kidding. No.
You're going to be in the car. I'm going to be sitting at home with a martini. I don't think martinis. With a pina colada getting ready for Mets first pitch.
Well, I follow my protocol all season long, which is I will get home safely.
I'm going to call you.
I will. No, you're not.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you. It's going to be great.
Phone's off.
Can you believe DeGrom gave up a home run in the first?
No.
Even if he didn't, I'm going to say that.
Kind of expect that.
Yeah.
Phone's going off.
Yeah.
I will get home probably around 7:45.
You got to leave your phone on in case there's a family emergency.
I'm going home.
Wife has to be able to reach you.
Craig, if there's a family emergency, I'm getting home when I get home. I'm going to the same place.
Got to be reachable.
So the phone goes off.
Uh-huh.
I will get home at about 7:45.
Uh-huh.
My wife already knows. She understands. She knows what these games mean. Hi, how are you? Start the game, hon. And I'd say by the second or third inning, I'll be caught up, and it's game time. And this is what we've been waiting for all season long, but you're right. I've got a pit in my stomach that I don't normally have. But I have it because these are big, humongous games. We know what's in front of us. We know what needs to be done. This is why we're here.
Biggest regular season baseball game in how long for the Mets, would you say? Or let me even be better.
Yeah.
Biggest series for the Mets since 16?
Yes. Let's be fair about this. The Mets were in a pennant race in 2016.
Yeah.
People like to ignore it because
people think it's 15, but 16, you're alive.
Well, they were in a do-or-die pennant race.
Yeah.
And obviously, the playoff run ended very quickly. But they needed to win games down the stretch. So, yeah, you go back to 2016, but I'll up it up this way. This is the biggest start Jacob DeGrom has had since game two of the 2015 World Series, which didn't go well for him.
Okay,
he pitched four no-hit innings and then got tattooed in the fifth. Probably just ran out of gas after that long run.
Yeah, we call that a Garrett Cole.
So for Jake, who's had a lot of quote-unquote big starts in terms of individual accomplishments in 2019 when he won the Cy Young, in 2018 when he won the Cy Young. For him, and for all the magistry we've seen from Jake, this is far and away, and it ain't even close, the biggest start he's had since Game 2 of the World Series 7 years ago.
It's awesome. These are the moments that I love. I know you don't love these moments because the odds are involved. You would obviously, and I don't blame you for this part of it, much rather be where the Yankees are. You've locked up the division, and now you're playing for some personal accolades. But this is what makes sports special. Like, these games count. These games matter. And I will say this, as much as I find baseball to be terminally boring, pennant race baseball with a local team, you got to watch every pitch. And I feel that way. And well, I'll get home probably at about, I don't know, 7:30, 7:45, whatever it is normal, Friday traffic. And I will not go back unless something significant happened. I'll pick it up wherever the game is. I will listen to it driving home, which I know you don't do. I'm actually pretty amped up. I like major events, and we have a New York event tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Well, what also...
And I know you have, and rightfully so, you're going to be a ball of knots.
Yeah,
I get
no
it.
Doubt. No, what
butterflies are swimming.
What makes me feel better about this is while I want to sweep these southern bastards, the team, not necessarily the players, they're from everywhere, as much as I want to sweep them and dance Sunday night with a division championship, as much as I want to win 2 out of 3, we know that they've set themselves up where they just need to win a game, and they could come back to Citi Field next week, take care of business, and win the National League East. But I don't go into that series thinking that. I go into that series saying, wait, you've got Jacob deGrom lined up, you've got Max Scherzer lined up, you've got Chris Bassett lined up, you've got the number one prospect in the sport making his major league debut tonight. Thank you, Billy Epler. It took you long enough. Win. Go out and beat this baseball team. Yeah. You've done a good job head-to-head against them all season long, 9-7. You've got your guys lined up. I know there's no Starling Marte, which sucks, but no excuses. Mano y mano, win this series.
So we got to take all your calls, getting ready for the Mets game and, of course, the Mets series. The big story today in sports, of course, is what happened last night in a Cincinnati Bengal win. They're now 2-2, by the way, over the Miami Dolphins last night. Tua in the second quarter goes back to pass. He's under some duress. He's scrambling around a little bit. He gets sacked and ragdolled down. And, of course, his hands go into that fencing mechanism, they call it, which is when you've suffered some type of, I don't want to say catastrophic, but significant rattling of the brain. That's how your body reacts. You see it a lot in boxing. You see it sometimes in MMA. It's the best I can do to try to walk you through, you know, where else you've seen that type of situation. And then, of course, you know, the Twitter world in America explodes. But, you know, there's a lot of aspects to this story. So, number one, of course, is the overall health of a human being. And whether you root for the Jets or hate the Dolphins, this is a young man who's now in a bad spot, maybe. We don't know how long it's going to be to recover. We don't know if he ever recovers fully. And with other CTE stories, you now worry about his health as a person. So, we send that out. But what really bothered me about it, Evan, is that, in fairness, it was a nondescript play. Quarterbacks get sacked. It wasn't the worst hit I've ever seen. I've seen, you've seen a lot worse. But for the vitriol that's out there now from the American public that knows nothing at all about, you know, how to read an MRI, how to read a CAT scan, I'm just wondering, to be fair, it's very easy to see that hit last night and see how Tua reacted to it. And then knee-jerk reaction is, everybody's got to get fired. The NFL effed up. The Dolphins effed up. McDaniel effed up. Let's fire the trainer. Let's, you know, hang them all at the noose, you know, in public square and tar and feather them. But the reality is that he played last week in the second half, right?
Should he have?
Now, great question. They have an independent neurologist that does not work for either team who is a professional whose job it is to decide whether or not he suffered a concussion. I thought he did last week.
We all did, yeah.
Right? The way he wobbled twice.
When you see a guy unable to walk on his own that way, I think all of us thought in that moment, oh my God.
But I didn't complain about him playing in the second half. He was lucid. He played very well, as a matter of fact. His press conference showed no signs, to my untrained eye, that he had a concussion. I know what I saw 3 hours earlier. I thought he was concussed. I'm not a doctor. the NFL has independent neurologists who are paid to let us know if a guy was concussed to protect that guy against himself. Every NFL player not named Mac Jones wants to play through an injury. That's who they are.
Did you just take a shot at Mac Jones?
I mean, the Patriots said Mac Jones will be back in 4 to 6 weeks. He said 8 to 12.
But Mac is also at practice, and there's a possibility he plays on Sunday.
You know full well he's not playing on Sunday.
No, he's not playing on Sunday.
Right. I mean, the notion that Bill Belichick put that out there is comical. But it's just like, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, right? And it went so absurd last night, Evan, from, you know, the Dolphins wronged him, the NFL wronged him, blah, blah, blah. People were taking shots at the Cincinnati Hospital, which is a level one trauma center, which makes it one of the top hospitals in our country. You go there for catastrophic injuries, and we're claiming that those doctors and nurses were in cahoots with some type of, you know, conspiracy theory because they let him go home. Like, we're getting crazy now.
I think it comes from, because here's the truth, and I completely agree with you about one thing. We are not doctors. I have no idea what happened between Miami and Buffalo last week where it looked like he had a concussion, but then he was cleared and played the second half. I'm not behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm not an independent neurologist. I'm not any neurologist. And I don't know if what happened last night, at least the head injury he suffered, was made worse because of a potential head injury he had 4 days earlier. None of us know. But what I see is that people don't trust the NFL.
Fair enough.
And that's what it comes down to.
And
it comes
down to, if you want to tell me you can't trust the Dolphins for all the obvious reasons, I'm good with that.
It's a skepticism that the people in Mass have against the league. Not as much the Dolphins as a whole, but yeah, they're the team involved. A head coach who's been coached for 35 seconds. But really, it's a lack of trust from the NFL. And I think one of the arguments you could make that no one could dispute is that the NFL ignored concussions for decades.
For a very long time.
And when you have that yoke around you, it's going to live with you for a long time, when you try to improve your...
Which they've done. I'll be the first guy to take a shot at Goodell and the entire body of the NFL. Historically, just ask, right? But I think we're in foreign territory here where we're not doctors.
Of course not.
And while it's easy to say, I think he had a concussion, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
If he had a concussion.
No idea.
Now, last night was different than last Sunday. The way his body reacted, the hands, which were shown a million times, maybe even too many times last night. So I know what I saw last night. I also know that a level one trauma center said he could go home the team charter last night.
Let me tell you something, Craig. I'll tell you right now. Thinking that a hospital in Cincinnati that has a sterling reputation is doing anything underhanded because they're in the cahoots with the NFL, that's a conspiracy I can't get along with.
Right.
But I also know that there are narratives that exist. And unfortunately, the timing of this makes it look really, really bad.
Okay, and
there's no disputing that.
I agree. It fails the look test, for sure.
No doubt.
But then, of course, comes the other question, since we all agree that we're not doctors.
We're not.
Well, is 13 days enough? Is 3 weeks enough? Is
no
a month
idea.
Enough? I have no idea
no
either.
No idea.
So at some point, I do have to rely on a medical expert to tell me that he wasn't in harm's way, because there were people out there last night saying he's going to die. You know, two concussions in 4 days, there's a symptom, I don't forget the name of it. He's now going to die. You just killed Tua. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the other side is, and this happens all the time, and I've probably been guilty of it, you probably have too, at some point in our radio careers, where we like to compare our injury experience to what we see in an NFL game, a ball game, a basketball, baseball, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, people like Josina Anderson, who comes out last night questioning the medical advice that he got from Cincinnati, who then also says online, just one example, I had a concussion once. Come on, man.
Not the same.
Like, you have no idea. You can't compare your broken ankle and you playing a slow pitch softball to Trey Lance.
No,
right?
You can't. I think it's important, and this is good in society, to ask questions. And I think it's very, very fair to be skeptical of the National Football League. I do.
I got no problem.
The league doesn't have that credibility when it comes to this issue. So while I am certainly not going to stand on any soapbox and say, I know he had a concussion, those cheating bastards, I don't know that.
And
none of us know
that. We're also reacting to things in the wrong order. because he got the concussion last night, it's easy to now say they never should have let him play. Your opinion is, not you, generally speaking,
right, right.
People are saying, I can't believe they let him play. But not a single person, other than this one PhD, and his name's escaping me.
Christopher Nowinski.
I think he used to be a wrestler.
He used to be a wrestler whose right? career
Harvard
ended.
Educated, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, he, to his credit, and only his credit, put out a tweet before the game. The NFL should not allow two to play in this game. For all the obvious reasons.
But how can you not? Here's my one question.
So I respect that guy.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
Go.
How could you say he shouldn't play Thursday Night Football after they allowed him to play in the second half of Sunday's game?
Yes.
Because if you're not allowing him to play Thursday, that means the Dolphins did something shady on Sunday.
Agreed. 100%.
You're saying they're guilty on Sunday.
Now
all of a sudden Thursday, you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, he can't play in that game.
Yeah, for that guy, Nowinski, I'm not sure if he was aware of it until after Sunday happened. So I'm not sure if he was aware in the first half. I don't know what that guy watches or doesn't
watch.
No,
I think he was aware of it, but I think he was critical, hypercritical of the decision to clear Tua and allow him back in that game.
Okay, so I think he's been pretty consistent. So when he comes out, you know, before the game and says what he says, in my opinion, he's got a legitimate platform. We should listen to the guy. Right, we should listen to him, and he has every right to be uber critical now of everybody involved because he did it before the injury. Everybody else, you included, me included, that now wants to, I'm not saying you are, but that wants to jump up and down and, you know, get on their soapbox of how the NFL wronged him, how the Dolphins should have looked out for him. Why? The guy wanted to play, he's lucid, he's passed every test that they give him, and he's ready to go. And oh, by the way, he looked good in the first quarter. Should have had a touchdown pass.
But that's not relevant.
He looked good in the second quarter.
No. Wait, that doesn't work, though.
Why not?
Because we've seen guys play with concussions years and years ago.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be effective. You can play well. It doesn't mean you aren't playing with a concussion. So I wouldn't use that as evidence. What I would say is we are all, most of us, very skeptical of the NFL's policies. Maybe the NFL's policies need to change. But I don't have any evidence that we know for sure the Miami Dolphins or the independent neurologist or the NFL were conspiring.
No.
Knowing,
And listen,
he's concussed, play him anyway.
D'Maurice Smith and the NFL Players Association, rightfully so, they're doing an investigation to find out the answer to that question. Now, if the investigation comes back that the Dolphins or the NFL were complicit in lying about what happened last Sunday, then do whatever you got to do to punish them for that. Rightfully so. I'm down with that, and I'll lead the charge, I'll light the stick, and I'll get on my horse, and I'll go with everybody. But until you can prove that, lay low, man. You cannot accuse these people of specifically and purposely putting a player in harm's way. And here's the other thing that bothers me. This is what we like about the NFL, violence.
Mm-hmm.
We put out videos every week of the top hits of the weekend, do we not?
Yeah.
We celebrate those hits. We love it
when a guy gets laid out. He got jacked up. Wasn't that a segment on ESPN for a long time?
For a very long time.
Yeah.
So to all of a sudden go from, hey, we love the car wreck. We stop and watch the car wreck. We get mad when networks don't replay injuries because we want to see the bone break and come through the skin. And now Amazon's being grilled because they showed it too much last night.
Right.
So there's never middle ground, and the mob is never wrong. In this case, the mob's got to take an L because it was obnoxious, to me at least. You can disagree.
You can love the violence of the NFL while also hoping.
Hold on a second. I apologize. Ralph's Italian Ice is
again?
Here. Oh, yeah. I'm crazy now. I'm on my way down. Thank you, okay? Thank you, sir. On my way right now. Tommy, on your way. Thank you.
You're like the Cal Ripken Jr. of ordering Ralph's every day.
Well, I was the Cal Ripken of Poke Bowls. Yeah, but then our friends at Adora Lay decided to cater our pre-Met party today.
Right.
So they sent a bunch of wings and pizza over. And I want to thank those guys
for
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can love the violence of the NFL while hoping that they're smart and protective of their players after they suffer injuries. I think those two things can exist.
Say it again.
You can love the violence of the NFL.
Which we do.
Just like you like the violence of boxing or MMA.
Right.
While hoping that you can be responsible in handling the injuries of said athletes. Those two things can coexist at the same time.
I agree with you on that. I just think people got crazy in the last 24 hours. I really do.
I think that.
Because it's easy. It's an easy mark, right?
Craig, it was so easy because what we saw on Sunday and then what we saw on Thursday, the timing of it leads to a very easy narrative of what the hell is going on. And I'll tell you one guy who I don't think did anything wrong. He's coached four games in the NFL.
Mike McDaniels.
Mike McDaniels. But what he needs to do is answer every question
about
it.
Thought he did last night, and I know he had a press conference today, which the guys are listening to now to see if anything comes out, other than we know that Tua is at home. I guess he had family members in Cincinnati for the game, and they were with him in the hospital, which was very comforting, obviously. And I believe they flew back with the team also, some of them did, because I know he's with family now. And again, listen, we're diehard Jet fans, right? We want to see the Dolphins lose.
100%. 100%.
And we're also human beings. As much as we want the Dolphins to lose last night, we predicted the Dolphins would lose last night. We also can put that aside and hope that this is not a long-term problem for this kid's life.
I can be skeptical.
By the way, he is a kid.
Of course he is.
He's 25 years old.
I can be skeptical of the NFL, but I'm not skeptical of Mike McDaniel. I think Mike McDaniel's coaching a football team, and the doctor will tell him, hey, two is good to go, two is not good to go. I don't think Mike McDaniel is the one, quote-unquote, fudging the situation.
No, neither do I.
I think he's listening to what he's been told, but why he's in a tough spot is he's the front man. He's the one who has to answer every question.
He's the face and voice of a franchise that has already been embattled for the last year and a half for the Brian Flores crap, the Tom Brady crap, the allegations of tanking games, a suspended owner. Like, the last 18 months have not been good for the Dolphin franchise.
Now, I'll give Mike McDaniel credit for this. If he was like the head coach of the New York Jets, he'd just blame the media and say, you're creating a problem. There's nothing wrong here. Shut up, you losers.
Yep, that's Robert Saleh. Again, we'll get to that in regards to what we played yesterday with Jeff Ulbrich and Quinn and Williams. He's now blaming the media for this, so we'll get to that. We got all the Mets stuff. It's really an exciting weekend. It's also, I mean, we've done 25 minutes, and we haven't even acknowledged the return of the Mac. Zach the Mac Wilson is back against a franchise that we never beat. Now, it's not like the Eagles where we've never beaten them. We just typically don't beat the Steelers. I think we have 6 wins out of 30 or so games against the Steeler franchise. Good news for Jet fans. They suck too this year. So, big weekend of sports. No reason to leave the house. And it's going to rain all day Saturday. So, really no reason to leave the house unless you're chopping wood, which I got to do all week long. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sloman's is immediately hiring HVAC technicians and helpers in New York and New Jersey to join their outstanding team. It is a badass union position, Local 355. What's up, fellas? Offering a starting salary of up to $37 per hour, plus a $2,500 signing bonus after 90 days. Full benefits include paid vacation, medical, dental, vision, 401k, and more. If you're ready to join an HVAC industry leader, thank you, Tommy, call for an immediate interview. 516-688-2300. 516-688-2300. Take your career to the next level.
Living in Westchester, early on I was told.
Who got sugar-free cherry? Whose order was that?
Oh, come on. You know who that is.
Was it you?
I didn't order Icy's.
Who got sugar-free cherry?
Before there's an answer,
yeah.
Craig, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Who do you think on our staff or in this building would say, I'll get Icy's, but it's got to be sugar-free?
Well, I'll tell you. There's sugar-free cherry.
Mm-hmm.
There's mint cookie crumb.
That's you.
And there's rainbow cookie from my man.
Rainbow
so I know
cookie?
What you got.
Who ordered rainbow cookie?
I got your rainbow cookie.
You did?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
So who got the sugar-free cherry? Huh? Huh?
I guess
anybody want to own up to that?
Mustache man is.
Sugar-free cherry.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Evan. I just saw it on
I didn't know it existed.
Does that ruin the flavor of the cherry?
We're going to find out.
Does.
We're going to find out. It probably tastes like Robitussin.
Evan, do you mind if I take a bite of your rainbow cookie first?
I wasn't having Icy's today.
Yeah, you are now. I'm sorry.
Why are you trying to fatten me up?
I'm not, but I know you love rainbow cookie like I do. It's our favorite cookie.
I love it, but you asked me earlier, do you want? I said, I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
I'm going to give you a
couple
spoons.
There is this kind of like Hansel and Gretel thing going on where he's just fattening you up.
Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah.
Hansel and Gretel, it's a children's allegory.
Where's the fattening coming from?
What?
What?
You guys just do your read. I'll eat the ice cream and we'll leave it alone.
They get trapped by a witch in a candy house and she fattens them up and she can't see. And she feels the fingers to see if they're getting fatter.
She gives them porridge.
Don't you know the story?
Yeah, and then they leave crumbs out there so Red Riding Hood can find them.
Greg, I don't want this.
There you go.
I'm not taking it.
I already gave you some mint crumb cake, too. Come on. Get in there, buddy. There you go, kid.
He's fattening
me up. There you go. Do the read. Go ahead.
He's fattening me up.
Ralph's. Love you, Ralph's. Thank you, Grubhub.